Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Betches Media presents.
Madam Speaker. Madam Vice President.
You want to hang out with us? Get your vaccine. Vaccine.
And so I went to Human Resources.
There are some things I just can't tell you on air.
The Betches Sup Podcast.
A woman's problem, if you will.
Hello, I'm Amanda Duberman.
I'm Millie Tamaras.
And I'm Chris Burns.
Yay. And this is the Betches Sup Podcast, where C-SPAN meets the group chat to help you process and laugh at the biggest topics in U.S. news and politics. Good morning. How have the past 24 hours been for us all?
Oh, my God.
Millie, I'll let you. It sounds like you have quite a story of... We had a lot of rain in these parts.
It rained. If you didn't hear, it rained in New York City.
It rained, but, like, it's crazy. I mean, I don't know. I went to see the queen of chaos herself, Azalea Banks.
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's what you get.
The queen of chaos, Azalea Banks.
Did she kill any cats on stage?
No, her cat was already dead when she boiled it. Chris, take that back. Anyway, the cat was dead already, and then she boiled it.
Do not slander her.
Yeah, God forbid rumors about Azalea Banks out there.
It's not rumors. She was on her fucking Instagram live boiling.
I know, bitch. Her dead cat.
Pop Culture Thursdays.
Yes. No, so when I left Brooklyn, it was raining, but it was like whatever.
Wait, where was the Azalea Banks show?
Webster Hall. So she has, Azalea sold out four nights at Webster Hall, and they redid Webster Hall. So it is like one, it looks like Terminal 5 actually now. It's like a big, so she sold a lot of fucking tickets.
Am I making up that she hates gay people now?
No, she hates everyone. Literally, I will share.
Don't take it personally. It's not homophobic, Chris. She just hates everybody.
Well, listen, if you were at that concert last night, you know that it don't matter if she hates gays because gays love her. Okay,
because we're all masochistic psychos.
No. She, there's this funny thing where on her Wikipedia page, it has list of controversies and like people she has beef with. I'm going to share like y'all the photo, but it's like Whitney. No, it's not Whitney. It's like Oprah, Iggy Azalea, the entire Republic of Ireland, like the African diaspora. Like
all of it.
Oh, she hates everybody. But you
my
know,
favorite
just,
is the Grimes, Elon Musk.
You know,
drama where she lived in their house for 9 days or something without them knowing.
Yeah, they tried to have like a threesome with her a bunch. I feel like
you
haven't seen that, Amanda.
No,
Amanda, it's insane.
She live tweeted it, and then she read Elon Musk to filth, and she.
Oh,
said,
I did know this. I did, of course, obviously, I did know
beta,
this. Yeah,
a beta male with hair plugs and froggy eyelids. I was like, yo. Who's only rich because of your parents' blood money? Like
that's why gay people love her.
Yeah, that's great though.
Okay, the thing about Azalea Banks, and we didn't get into like the aftermath. But the thing about Azalea Banks is that there is a kernel of truth. There is a kernel of something there. You know, I do think like as a black woman, like people treat you like shit and all this stuff. But like to make it in the industry, to make it in whatever, you kind of have to put up with it. You just do. That's the reality. People are going to slight you all the time, take your ideas. And you like, if you want to be successful, you just have to accept it. But what Azalea doesn't accept it. And then, but then she'll go and she'll call it out every single time.
But there's a difference here, Millie. Hard. She's boiling cats on Instagram.
No, and then I said she'll go too hard. And then you're like, oh, I was with you, but damn, girl, that's too much. And then she also has an eccentric personality of like, yeah, she does Santeria. And, you know, she's just a little nutty, but it's just like, honestly, she's like Kanye.
Sounds like an incredible show. It sounds like an amazing show.
Oh, the show was great. She's a... I really do think she's like Kanye. It's so funny because her latest thing is pro Kanye. Like when Kanye and Kim announced their divorce, she posted a picture of Harley Quinn and Joker. It was like me and Kanye.
No.
Yeah, like and she has this song where it's like fuck him all night, and like on the album cover, it's like her nails and they say Kanye West. Like she's just a troll, whatever. Yeah. But anyway, she's crazy, whatever. Great show. Outfit was nuts. It had like a boa feather. You can see on my Instagram, sorry. Anyway, the whole point is when I left Brooklyn, it was raining, but like kind of whatever. When I got to Manhattan, it was like pouring, like really hard. And then I guess throughout the whole time I was at the show, and then after the show it was pouring hard, there were no Ubers. All the trains were shut down. No lifts, no taxis. All the hotel rooms.
And you were in the East Village.
We were in the East Village.
And I live pretty close to the East Village. And it was like, fucking crazy. Because I must have been getting home around the time you were in your Uber when it like really started to downpour. Because I was walking from Chelsea at the gym. Thank you so much. And I bought an umbrella, like one of the shitty umbrellas, like at the bodega next to the gym. And by the time I got home, the umbrella was completely disintegrated.
That's wild. Crazy. Did you take an Uber though?
No, really? I couldn't get an Uber. There were no Ubers. You know how I got home? I fucking got a Zip car. I forgot, because I have a car, but I forgot to cancel my Zip car subscription. And then I fucking got a Zip car. And that's the only way I made it home.
How do you get a Zip car? Are they parked around? Like
they're
rebels?
Parked around. This was also like, it was in a garage. Like it's in a garage in Union Square. And I got a Zip car. Like you unlock it with your phone. I had to like call them and stuff and like try to locate it. But yeah, like I got a Zip car and I drove it home and it was like almost $200. Like I have to return it at some point today.
I was going to say, you might as well do your errands and stuff, but you already have a car. You don't need
to. I know.
Weren't you scared? Like, did you see that cars had been like overturned or did you know your route was safe?
I didn't like the crazy thing was by 2 or 1 a.m. like it stopped raining completely and it was completely dry. And then I didn't even know about the flooding until I had got home, and then somebody texted like my building's group chat, because I live in one of those buildings where there's like laundry in the basement and a gym, and someone's like, our basement's flooded. And then I saw on Twitter somebody had shared that like just like 6 or 7 blocks away in Bushwick there was that terrible flooding on Knickerbocker Ave, if you've seen it. Like I had no idea that it was, because it was raining bad, but I feel like it's rained worse in New York.
It was just so fast, I don't know.
So hard and for like so long, because the alley, I live on the first floor, but there's like a basement. So like the front of my apartment is like right to the street, but then the back windows, like I look down because there's like a basement in the alley, and it flooded like up to the windows of downstairs. It was crazy.
Everybody's stuff is destroyed. This is crazy because this stuff is going to happen.
Yeah.
This has been a summer of this, and this is just like hurricane season is always, it's not going to be like, oh, there might be one really bad one during hurricane season. It's across the country. People are getting like, they're like half of their belongings. 14 people died.
It's almost like the climate's changing.
No, I don't really think there's enough evidence for that.
It's fucking get that apartment insurance.
Literally.
I know, that's true. I gotta get that.
My cousin, there was a fire in my cousin's apartment, and she had like paid $100 for a year of apartment insurance and got back like $18,000 worth of stuff.
Yeah, it's so worth it. Our building like makes you do it. Like you have to have apartment insurance. Too. Yeah.
Damn, I gotta get it.
Oh, well, thank God you're okay. Goodness.
Yeah, I know. What a mess. Chaos Queen. I'm like, Azalea Banks started the apocalypse.
I'm sure she's gonna run with that rumor too.
No, she literally has. She was like, it's a spiritual cleansing. Everyone, all of you guys needed the spiritual cleanse. Like, that's the goddess.
She believes that. She's not just saying that. She's like, sure, why not?
But again, amazing show. She was a great performer.
remember,
great singer, great dancer.
I remember watching a video of her talking about why she says the word faggot as much as she wants. Well, so I'm imagining her, you faggots needed this cleansing more than anything.
And no. Matt Damon's in the audience.
And
like,
they're
yeah!
like, yeah!
Matt Damon in the audience.
For sure.
That's so funny.
Oh, gosh. Well, I hope everybody, I know we have a lot of city area listeners, are safe and have a plan for, I mean, I don't know how you get all your belongings. I mean, the stuff that's ruined, no, that it's just, sucks. We're all going to just have little climate change, like, savings accounts. For those of us that even can.
Well, that's, I was talking to my roommate. I'm like, what's our plan if we got like stranded in this apartment? Because I've watched a lot of Doomsday Preppers. And by that, I mean, I've seen it all. And there's one where the girl lives in the city and she has like a plan for if she has to escape the city. And she has like a boat hidden in Central Park.
Shit, really?
Yeah. Like a blow up boat that she like has. That's, and I'm like, really should I be hiding? Like,
that sounds
a
like a hilarious like Broad City episode where they just try to figure out like an escape plan for when it all comes. Because it is. Ugh. I mean, in better news, in lighter news.
What is the lighter news, Amanda? The abortion.
There's only one. Abortion is legal in 49 states. Which is excellent news.
That's good news.
I
mean, it has been since the 70s. God damn it.
Yeah, this is, I feel like you can't overstate what's happening here. For the first time in 40 years, abortion is illegal in a U.S. state. How does that make you feel, Chris?
As a gay man, how do you feel about abortion?
As a gay man who can never impregnate anyone or become pregnant. I mean, I guess you could. You can. I didn't mean to say Chris.
Was in the closet for a long time. We don't know. He don't got a little one running around. That's why he was in Albany the entire pandemic.
His secret family is
like, come home.
I can promise you, unless the hot tub rumors are true, there is no pregnant women by me. But yeah, obviously it's a horrible fucking thing. Like, I can't get anyone pregnant, but I've been with plenty of people taking pregnancy tests in a panic.
Absolutely. So I'll go through what happened last night. So after leaving the door open for Texas abortion law, the Supreme Court went ahead, stepped aside, let it walk right in. Instead of blocking the law, which is clearly a violation of constitutional precedent with Roe v. Wade and Planned Parenthood versus Casey, the court denied the emergency application to stop it. So the vote was 5-4, with Chief Justice John Roberts joining the court's three liberal members in dissenting. The opinion basically acknowledged that it basically was like, yeah, Texas, you made this law so crazy that we don't know what to do with it. Or basically, I mean, these conservatives on the courts are zealots. So they were like, great, thanks for giving us a reason we can just let this go.
Yeah, Brett Kavanaugh has to pay off his credit card bill.
Oh my God, yeah, he's like going to hire somebody to do some bounty hunting for him in Texas. I love that you always bring up that Brett Kavanaugh is broke.
No, somebody paid that motherfucker off.
Yeah.
Look up his finances. Anyway, sorry, I cut you off. Continue with your bullet points. In lighter news...
We have some. I tried to make light news, but it's still kind of bad news later. We have no light news today. But so Texas, the Supreme Court was basically like, you need to actually sue somebody for this to happen. Like, somebody needs to have been sued for aiding and abetting for us to even consider this. The majority said that they were like, this isn't because we think it's constitutional. We just think there are procedural challenges. This is bullshit to me. I mean, the Supreme Court, like, their job is to stop unconstitutional things from happening, which is what Justice Sonia Sotomayor wrote in her dissent. She said plainly, like, this law restricts access to women's to abortion beyond what the precedent allows. That's the only question we need to be answering. To suggest otherwise is just wrong. So this morning, you can still, I mean, until yesterday, we were saying, oh, today you can still be sued, but it's just today. Be careful out there today. I think the Supreme Court is gone until mid-October. Like, it's not today. This is in effect in Texas for the time being. If you're in Texas, you can't get an abortion after 6 weeks. You can't talk to anybody about getting it in Texas. that's an important distinction, because if you like, there are clinics and providers and helpers that are open and answering their phones because they'll help you go to like Colorado or Arizona or I guess Louisiana or wherever. It's mostly Colorado, wherever you can go. But like, for the foreseeable future, we have no idea when not abortion is not legal in Texas. And I have no problem saying that as a blanket statement, because like, yeah, you do not know you're pregnant at 6 weeks unless you're trying to be, unless like you're measuring, unless you are desperate to get pregnant and you're checking all the time.
Especially, like, yeah, exactly. The people that need the abortions after 6 weeks won't even know that they need them until after the 6 weeks. And I feel like Texas has been like trying to make, obviously been trying to make abortion illegal for ever, or for as long as I have been able to know stuff. Because it was like, what, 3 years ago, there was only like three Planned Parenthoods in the whole state. It's like
a big ass state.
I have a question. Is it that you can't get it at all? Or is it if you get it after 6 weeks, you can get sued?
So the person getting the abortion can't be sued at all. Texas thinks that's like a very charitable thing. But the providers will be sued. Yeah, because
it's going to be like a fucking, they know. They're like, suing this person is going to give who money? This person that's trying to get an abortion in Texas that can't afford to leave Texas to get an abortion after 6 weeks obviously isn't going to have any fucking money to be sued for.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. That's a good point. Yeah. And then they can claim that like, no, we're not going after women. We're just going over people that help women ruin their lives.
We're not going after women. Ending their pregnancy. We're going for the people that help women.
Right.
Yeah. We don't hate women. We just hate the people that help them. wasn't a say.
There's worse punishment.
I mean, sure. But
I was going to say, there's worse punishment than when you like drive a terrorist somewhere to commit a terrorist attack. Like, it's like that. But the person's getting an abortion.
I'm confused, because I'm like, is it that they're still gonna do it, but then risk getting sued, or like they're just not gonna perform?
They're not doing it.
Could a doctor be like in trouble with the medical board and stuff do it?
Definitely not. I mean, what I've seen, which I've been a little bit surprised to see, is that most of the prominent providers are like, we have to obey the law. Like, we can't break the law, because what these people want to do is completely bankrupt them. Like, as Amani Gandhi, we had Amani Gandhi on yesterday, and she noted that you can sue over and over again for the same abortion. You can sue over and over again. Can be completely bankrupt. Yeah.
Financial terrorism, for lack of a better word, is fucking crazy. Because they for years were requiring Planned Parenthoods in Texas to have like insane equipment that they would never use. That's like for serious like heart transplant operations and stuff. So if they don't have that equipment because they can't afford it, then they can't be open by legal
standards.
It just sucks, dude. Like, who cares? I'm like, why do people care so much about abortion? Like,
it seems like bored, like people at home that just want a cause, like that are like so. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what is your end goal here?
It's just a very small group of people that you can get extremely animated. That's the thing, is like most of these lawmakers in Texas don't actually give a shit. It's just the only culture war they have left. Like, we're talking about this earlier this week, like Republicans don't have gay marriage anymore, because young Republicans are like, we're gay and married, so we're not going to fight that one. They're kind of slowly losing climate change. I think they're gonna, because as we've just discussed, it's happening. I mean, they have the COVID one that's getting them through for now, but like, literally, it's like random.
But they're
huge
losing that too.
That's true. I mean, Trump lost. Like, Trump they lost that.
I think because of COVID.
Yeah.
If he did a better job, and so many people are dying, like, I think once it's mandated, like we were saying on the podcast, Amanda, like they're going to lose that. So
I can't. I think about this all the time. Like, why do you care? Some part of me is like, I don't think that the propaganda is ineffective, the way that they manipulate it, the way that they have pictures of babies. They like make the it fetuses, seem like fetuses are further along in their pictures. Yeah. I mean, it's they're completely misleading. And as we've learned with this pandemic, nobody actually does their own research. So they're just like, oh, whatever those people say are happening is definitely what's happening. And then suddenly you are like in somebody's mention saying you want to protect the unborn. It's a piece of I've also struggled with covering it because it's like now I'm at the age where like I would probably want to have children soon. And I think about it sometimes. So I'm starting to have different reactions to when I describe it as just like, it's just a piece of tissue. I'm like, to people who really want to get pregnant, it's actually much more than that. But it is actually just a piece of tissue.
Scientifically, it is a piece of tissue stage. And I feel the same way where I have like, I feel my biological clock. Like, I'm like, I think maybe I do want to have kids. I have like nephews and stuff now.
Yeah,
and
Chris,
like, I'd be the best dad.
Well, Chris, you already have kids in Albany. We all know it's okay. I love Titus and Kimmy Schmidt. You're a secret family in upstate New York.
Hopefully, I book like Titus does and get in a Jennifer Hudson movie next as well.
You will. And I will say, you do have like fatherly tendencies.
You do.
Absolutely. Like in that bachelorette party, Chris was a provider for sure.
Really? Chris is so much nicer and warmer than you would expect. Just because you have, you know, your
I'm not gonna give him that, but I don't do all that. But
yeah, honey, don't blow up my spot.
Honey,
were you the house mom of the bachelorette party?
I tend to, I think it also like my anxiety, that's how I get. I'm like cleaning and like I need to do stuff.
But also, I feel sorry. Now we're just guessing of Chris instead of talking about abortion.
It's Thursday.
But also, like, you know, masculine house stuff too. Chris is also good at.
My parents would be so thrilled because this was my entire life. How they, like, I had to fucking mow the lawn and then do the dishes.
There's like all these tweets that are like, there's this one dad is on Black Twitter. It was just like, man, if my son's gay, I'd be like, great, you better sashay across that lawn and mow it.
That's literally how my dad is about. Yeah.
It's like, cool. Go wash the car.
Yeah, literally. My dad makes jokes like, aren't your people supposed to be fucking clean? This place is still a disaster.
Are you serious?
We all dread the what should we have for dinner question. I know I do. I love a home-cooked meal, but I don't always have the time, energy, or groceries to make it happen. Being able to feast on a delicious meal without the long prep and cook times is what drew me to Home Chef over the other guys. Home Chef's meals are effortless, so I can spend less time trying to be top chef and more time watching it. Whether you prefer classic meal kits with pre-portioned ingredients and easy instructions, speedy recipes ready in less than 30 minutes, oven-ready kits with pre-chopped ingredients, or quick microwave meals that assemble in minutes, Home Chef has you covered for delicious meals without the hassle. Home Chef provides fresh ingredients and chef-designed recipes conveniently delivered to your doorstep to simplify your cooking experience. Home Chef has over 30 options a week and serves a variety of dietary needs, so you never have to worry about what to make ahead of time. Not only is it convenient, it's economical too. Home Chef customers save an average of $86 per month on groceries. For a limited time, Home Chef is offering our listeners 18 free meals plus free dessert for life. And of course, free shipping on your first box. Go to homechef.com/feverdream. That's homechef.com/feverdream for 18 free meals and free dessert for life. You heard that right. Homechef.com/feverdream. Must be an active subscriber to receive free dessert.
Well, you brought up an interesting point earlier, Chris, when you mentioned like a lot of straight guys, they know what's happening. A lot of straight guys with blue checks are tweeting the right things. But you like you have would say mainly your friend group is women. So like, I feel like you do have, okay. I was trying to be like gentle, like,
no,
I think you hang out with a lot of people. You were a bridesmaid. So
I've been a bridesmaid. That was my 13th time.
No, seriously, this bitch is, okay. Now I'm thinking about, we should write a 27 dresses reboot.
Yeah.
For Chris.
Fat Katherine Heigl.
Yeah. But do you feel like you have, oh, that's hilarious. Do you feel like you have more of an insight into this? As you said, you've been around a lot of women who are taking pregnancy tests and like that urgency, that terror, you know, that terror. I think this is what men don't understand. The abject terror of being pregnant when you don't want to be.
Yeah. I mean, one distinct memory, I was like I must have been 18. And my friend was like, I think I'm fucking pregnant. We like went to Walmart to get the pregnancy test and are like waiting in the Walmart parking lot to find out if she's pregnant. And like,
where'd she take the test?
in the my bathroom.
In the back.
In the
that was
Walmart.
An important continuity note.
Okay, yeah.
Bathroom. But like, I mean, she was so fucking panicked and obvious, and she was pregnant, and then she had to go and, you know, figure it all out. And I like went, it was, if the option wasn't there, I can't imagine how different it would have been.
She would have found the option. That's the thing. It's like, if you don't want to have a fucking baby, you're not going to have a baby. I'm going to find a way to not have a baby. Yeah.
And
like
her specifically, if that option wasn't there, she would have definitely done something dangerous to get it done.
And like, that's where we're, it's not dangerous to take abortion pills at home. It's actually incredibly safe. But I don't think this is where we're at now. Is like people are instructing each other how to do self-managed abortions. They've actually been doing that for people in other countries for a while, not even with the approved and safe pills.
But it is, even with the pills, I think it's like,
it's a process.
From what I've heard, it can be even more of a horrific experience than actually going to get the abortion physically.
Well, you want to like make sure you're doing it right and that you're okay, and there's could be a lot of bleeding and stuff,
and you see things you wouldn't in a normal, like
it's a preference thing. I also once talked to like women who were more religious, and they for some reason they found medication abortion just to be a gentler way of it. They didn't like the idea of going and doing like getting their words vacuumed out of them. But for a lot of people, I mean, I know a lot of people that is not preferable. A lot of people would much rather go somewhere and not have to look at anything and just have it done, because it can be surprising and unpleasant to do that.
That was, we had another friend who had done it with pills and had like told my friend, like, don't do it this way. It was like the worst for me. So then she knew that she didn't want to do it that way. So that was the whole thing. So if that's your only option too, I just can't imagine the like fear of having to figure it out.
If you're not in control of like your fertility, you're not in control of your life. You know, it is just so difficult for women to get ahead in general. And then to have a baby in the mix. One of my favorite articles, like, about abortion is that 2014 Esquire article. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Probably.
It's about the last abortion clinic in Mississippi.
Yeah.
And it's just basically like this one guy who like lives part time in Mississippi, or like he comes to Mississippi for like one or two weeks out of the month. And then they just anonymously talk to everybody. And basically he comes and he performs like 10 abortions a day for 2 weeks and then leaves and goes, lives where he actually lives, and then comes back. And then you start asking everybody, you know, like all the people in the way, the reporter was asking all the people in the waiting room. And one of them's like, I'm in the military. Like, I already have kids and we're not ready for this other one. And like, you know, this guy sucks. You know what I mean? You know, it's like all this stuff that is just, and then, you know, like, it just sucks too. I think people don't also understand like getting an adoption is difficult and complicated and like kind of can fuck up your body. And then if you keep the baby, like I used to work in a preschool in one of my former lives. I was a preschool teacher in like Paterson, New Jersey, which is, you know, like a low income, whatever, inner city, quote, whatever area. And it really hit me that like just seeing like the custody things and all that stuff that's going on.
Wow,
and it's just like, it's like whoever you have kids with, you're really stuck with them forever. Like constantly these people are in like parent teacher conferences and they hate each other and they have terrible communication and they're just like,
and the kid is like, I worked in college at an after school, like, program in Oneonta, which is like a small town west of Albany, that's low income. It's mostly like a college town besides a small population. But yeah, there was like multiple kids who had, we had like photos of the dad, because if he came, we were supposed to call the police.
Exactly, and
like, things like that, where it's just
code
like
red.
These fucking, you know, poor kids who have to...
That's not talked about enough. It's like, not only am I blowing up my life by having a child I'm not ready for, I am now stuck with this abusive person or person that I just don't want to be around, who is now entitled to access to me and my for the rest of my life.
Sick. Drama. Can we talk about drama? Where I worked, we taught 3-year-olds and 4-year-olds, right? So there's a girl that's 3 years old in a class, and you know, her mom and dad, and like, they're not together. And then she, at the end of the year, she moved on to 4-year-olds, and dad had another 3-year-old, like his other baby in the same school, with a different mom. Like, and the, you know what I mean? So he's going to like the parent and teacher conferences with this, and they're all young. Mm-hmm. They're all young.
This is why it's like, and obviously we're not suggesting that any of these kids were like unwanted, but I'm also furious at the safe, legal, and rare people, because I don't give a shit how, I mean, it should be safe and legal. I don't think it should be rare. If you are not ready, it is.
Yeah. It is,
I've talked about this on the podcast before. Me and Sammy talk about it a lot, but the people, the millennials that are having kids, nothing has wanted me to have kids less than people just constantly talking about how it completely blows up your life. It's the hardest thing. Yes, I know they say it's super rewarding. I think I look forward to that, but I feel like for the past 15 years of my life, I have been told how devastating it will be to my life to reproduce.
Well, they also don't really talk about how postpartum affects people so heavily.
Yeah.
And their existing children.
Way more than, I've had so many close friends that have had kids in the past couple of years and are pregnant currently and everything else. And it's like, it's their entire, I'm like, my entire life changed from them having kids. Their entire life is like, I'm like, they're just so fucking tired all the time. And it really does put a halt on everything else. So,
and they did it. They probably wanted to do it.
Yeah, totally. And they try, you know, this is what they wanted. And it's still, I was watching Making the Cut on Amazon, and there's like this woman who is from Brooklyn, I think. Mm-hmm. But she is like a great fashion designer and stuff, but talks about how she got pregnant and it like threw off everything. And now she's like trying to get back on so she can like get money. And it's like, because also the father holds the power forever, like for the rest of the child's life, really. Mm-hmm. The father, whether, you know, so it's, they can choose to come and go, you know, the mother.
Yeah, no, exactly. And millennial women, you know, like with every generation of women, like, thankfully we have like a lot more access to, you know, financial success and like a lot more job opportunities, and things are like slowly progressing. But it's also like, like, it's not like the old days where we're, I have a full life now. Mm-hmm. You know, I have things that I want to do. I want to go see things and do things, and I don't want to be beholden to all this shit. And then it's like, and I'm sure everyone else, like, you spend all this time like cultivating this really dynamic life where, millennials like to travel and experience things and go to live concerts and stuff. And it's just like, when you have a kid, you're just supposed to stop that, or it's just difficult, like, in general, as an adjustment, even if you want it, like you were saying. So if you're not sure, whatever, and it's just like, you'll never get ahead, like, financially, you know? Mm-hmm. Like,
I think about all the time, it's just like, because, like, all you got to do to get pregnant, to have a whole ass baby, is have sex once. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Think about that's it. You can, like, your driver's license, you can get easier, or like, it's harder to get a driver's license. It's harder to get a parking permit.
Right. And we're just like, sure, everybody should be a parent. No problem.
No, and it's that's crazy. A whole other fucking issue, too, is that, like, I mean, in some ways, like, it's a slippery slope of, like, when you start telling certain people can't have kids and shit. But at the same time, some people should not have fucking kids, you know?
Especially if they don't want to. They shouldn't be forced into having them.
And like, just the trauma, and like, and then it becomes a society problem. Mm-hmm. We're paying for it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And like, that's tough. And like, there are people who want to be parents and are having a hard time. And let's give them child tax credit. And that's like, let's have great programs for them and all that stuff. Yeah. But like,
just because somebody's poor doesn't mean they shouldn't have children. Like, that's obvious. That's not, we should be supporting. Like, it's,
that's not what exactly.
Erin Ryan, who's pregnant right now, she's the host of the Hysteria podcast. I listen, which comes out on Thursdays. And she said today, she was like, I want like broad reproductive rights for everybody on either side. I want people, women that are poor to be able to have the families that they want and the support that they want with the same enthusiasm. We want people who are not ready or never want to have a family to not have to do that. Mm-hmm. And that's just exposes like the hypocrisy of what the Republicans are doing. So,
well, yeah, that's also just, you know, a big issue too. And I mean, that's why in this infrastructure bill, it's also just like, yeah, childcare is really expensive in this country. And it's like, yeah, how do we want people to have babies if we don't have any infrastructure, anything set up for these people to fucking succeed as parents? And when I mean some people shouldn't have kids, exactly. When I mean some people shouldn't have kids, like, people have a lot of issues, mm-hmm. and they don't work them out, and they just put them on their children.
Oh, and people who have issues like that are so good at having safe sex, right? Like,
yeah,
exactly.
Well, and yeah, and then people make the argument, obviously, for adoption, but it's like, if adoption works so well, how is there so many people in the system, like so many kids in the system that fails quite often, mind you?
Because of course you want to have a baby, you get pregnant, you have the baby. You do your best for a couple of years, and then maybe if you can't, it is so much harder to get older kids adopted. It's just also,
and then maybe taking away these kids too.
Exactly, like, mm-hmm.
they take these kids away as soon as the parents. Right. And yeah, like it was really, you know, again in Florida, we had a parenting class that I took.
Really?
And it was really good, and it was really insightful. Like, we watched births, we had the like little baby doll thing. But then one thing, this girl from a few years ago, they recorded her giving a lecture. Like, this woman, she had to be like 21, and she just like basically talked about her experience with adoption. Like, she had this boyfriend in high school. They were young. They didn't know. They just had sex all the time. She got and just like really frankly talked about. And that stood with me of like, it's not just, oh, give the baby up for adoption. It was this whole process. And like, she mm-hmm. talked about it and all this stuff. And it was like,
oh, yeah. I mean, it's gotta stick with you forever too. Like, because a lot of people like wouldn't even go through to the adoption if it wasn't for the laws and the like societal pressure of feeling guilty about, you know, anything. So yeah, it's just not good for anybody.
It was like what is it, like C storyline in what is it, My Unorthodox Life, where they had like the gay guy reunite with his adopted mom. And it's so crazy because, you know, they look exactly alike. So it's so, but anyway, yeah. Fuck Texas.
We'll continue to watch this and resources, but it's so surreal. I know, it's completely surreal. Women. The second biggest state, 15 million women. My God. That was our show today. Thank you all so much. Until the end of democracy, I'm Amanda Duberman.
I'm Millie Tamarez.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is the Betches Up Podcast. Bye.
The Betches Sup Podcast is produced by Amanda Duberman, Jorge Morales-Pico, and Sean Kilby. Editing by Jorge Morales-Pico. Social media by Amanda Duberman. Be sure to follow at Betches_Sup on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. And send us your emails to suppod@betches.com.
Betches.